Hey there, what's going on? Welcome to the In Your Dreams podcast. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guests and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is episode 31, titled Throwback. It's titled Throwback because Anthony and I read through one of my old dream dictionaries. Yes, I actually have multiple dream dictionaries, and not one of them is completely filled up. I used to be obsessed, and I guess I kind of still am, with journals, and I would fill up maybe half the book and then I would get another one. But this one that I recently became back in contact with is from 2000 is when I started. So I read a couple of dreams from the year 2000, 2001, and 2003. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode, get a couple of chuckles out of it. I would love to hear if you guys have an old dream journal and what you dreamt about in the year 2000. If you would like to discuss what's in your dream journal, or if you'd like to be a guest, or just submit a dream for me to interpret, head on over to midtruby.com/inyourdreams, fill out the form, and I will be in touch. You can also follow In Your Dreams on the social medias on the interwebs at IYDreamsPod, specifically Twitter and Instagram. Thank you very much. Enjoy.
I'm back.
So this episode, I think, is just going to be for funsies.
Yeah.
They're all for funsies.
Everything should be for funsies.
But a couple weeks ago, went back to the homeland, aka mom's house.
Nice.
And she gave me a bag of shit of mine that she found in the closet while cleaning. And in that bag were two of Michelle's old dream journals.
Wow.
From when I was a kid.
How long, how old were you and what years?
Let me open up the first page. From 2000.
Wow.
So 17 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
see, she was doing this way before
for a long time. But this journal, I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on at IYDreamsPod on Instagram and Twitter. And it's a book that was split in half. So part of it, you could write down your night dreams. And the other part, you could write down your daydreams. And
that's cool.
You bet your bottom dollar that Michelle had night dreams and daydreams.
Of course she did.
I have not looked through this since I brought it home. So I'm just going to read a couple for fun. And we'll see if any of them link up. You know, in terms of if we can kind of gather a common theme with these, and we can look and we can decide to interpret if we want to.
Sounds good.
But this is just for fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Dream, night of April 17th, 2000. It was about I can't even read my own handwriting. Sorola. Sorola? Like the Holocaust. I was a Jew and Germans weren't killing us, just taking our land, or wouldn't let us have our land. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. That's a deep... Hold on. You were how old there? You were 13? Mm-hmm. Dreaming about the Holocaust?
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm a Jew.
Yeah.
So
I know you're a Jew.
Perhaps
yeah.
We were learning about it in school.
That's true. You probably knew that was probably camp or something, or some area.
Yeah.
That you were probably learning about.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Okay, this is the night of, I like how I wrote that, dream, night of
yeah,
April. Right.
Yeah, you have to, you have to categorize
right.
It,
Yeah, April 20th. We went on an island, I can't remember the other stuff, though. That's literally what I wrote.
I mean, you never know, you remember, that's the point,
I
right?
Know.
The hard part about journaling your dreams is getting all the details, and sometimes you don't have them. And maybe it's saved it for I'll remember this.
I also wrote these dreams in different color Milky pens. Do you
nice.
Guys remember Milky pens?
Gel
pens.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Night dream. Night of April 22nd. This short kid in my school, I literally wrote M-A.
My school
jumped these buildings. It was really weird.
Do you? I wonder if you knew who you were dreaming about.
I don't know. None of these are coming back to me, obviously. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
substantial. Substantial?
Substantial.
Substantial.
You were in what grade? Junior high?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you were, because in 2001, I was in eighth grade.
I thought when I came back from vacation, I was going into ninth grade. Does that make sense? No, I was going into ninth.
Actually, at that point, you were in seventh grade going into eighth grade. It's April. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Okay, dream. 4/23. That's how I wrote it. It was about, I was on a roller coaster with my dad. Again, M.A. Seriously, Michelle?
So
you
cool.
had to pedal like a bike. If you didn't, you would get off the track. I was falling out. It was really weird.
Because you couldn't pedal.
I feel like I don't have to write everything. It was really weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Dream 4/26. Since I am taking Italian in school, I needed to take a bird to school. M.A. Oh, gosh. Other dream was I was in a talent show dancing to Crazy.
Too crazy? Too crazy?
No. The dancing song Crazy.
Dancing to the song
Drive
Crazy.
I'm sure it's Britney Spears?
Probably Britney, yeah.
You Drive Me Crazy? Was that her song?
Yeah.
Okay. Dream of 4/27. I joined a soccer team with Mal and Dana. I also had a birthday party. Dana came and Krista gave a shirt with Sylvester.
Nice.
Sylvester the cat. I wonder who Dana was.
Because
I was not friends with our friend Dana then.
It must be a different Dana.
Mm-hmm.
How far did you go? Because maybe we could skip
Absolutely.
Months.
I'm not going to read this. So it's weird because another fun fact about young Michelle is I had a lot of different dream journals. So I would write in some and then I would quit the book. Like I have another one over there, which we will not even go into. But this one... It seems like I recorded a lot in April, three in May, a bunch in July.
Read some July. See if sometime.
Well, here's the fun part about July. Okay, August 5th, which was exactly.
This is when.
Today is August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So this is exactly 17 years ago. And at this point, I became a vegetarian.
This is when she became a vegetarian.
I'm not a vegetarian anymore. I'm
She's
a pescatarian.
She eats fish.
But here.
But no meat.
No meat.
But she eats eggs and dairy on occasion.
I mean, we could get into that, the diet. It was Halloween. It was 10 o'clock. Me, Amanda, Sam went trick-or-treating. Then we went trick-or-treating in the mall.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Let me just read August 7th. Because I wrote, it was really cool. Okay. Justin Burfield came to my house, but it was him at age 9. Really weird. Then Eric Persullivan came over. We played hide and seek. Then I was in the hotel and was going snorkeling. Then I was in the store with Eric buying t-shirts. Now, Justin Burfield played Reese on Malcolm the Middle.
I was going to say,
and Eric Persullivan played Dewey.
Nice.
I was obsessed with Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. So,
but okay. Also too, you were also at this point in Hawaii.
I was in Hawaii, correct, yeah. When I was having these dreams. So I pretty much wrote a bunch in August. I wrote a bunch in September. And then the book jumps to 2001.
Nice.
And then jumps to 2003.
Wow. So, okay, so read the 2001. Okay. Maybe no. Okay, so here, do this.
And my handwriting changed a lot, too.
Read the last one in 2000. Read the one in 2001 and then read the
sure.
one.
Yeah. Okay, the last one that I recorded, again, in this book. Well, there could be in the other book.
That's true, but still.
9/18/2000. I woke up to go to school and the clock said 10 a.m. Another 10 a.m. I had to get dressed. I was late. And then Nicole was on my mom's bed saying, vote for me.
When do school elections normally start? Early in the year?
Yeah, I think so.
So
that makes sense.
That makes sense. You just started school.
Okay. The next one I have recorded for 2001 was January 12th.
Okay. So pretty close.
Pretty
relatively
close.
Speaking.
I was sitting next to Nicole Usher on the bus, and then Carly was over, and we were on my roof. Then me and Krista were putting up my Christmas tree in my room. Then on my patio was Eric Persullivan with black spiked hair dancing. So,
nice.
Again.
Maurice.
Okay, and then we'll just read, where we went, the first one of 2003?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. First one of 2003, February 21st.
So that's like almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Just over 2 years.
And my handwriting changed.
Your handwriting.
So much nicer.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, you're in high school now.
Yeah.
So you're older and you have more, you know, control.
Right. Mom wanted to give mittens away, and I remember being in a tube, like playground thing with a slide. Then I was at a party drinking wine for Dad's party. I was in school waiting for the bell to ring and I saw Nick. And then Liz and I were talking to Joe and J-Mo online about hanging out. Liz seemed to be really good friends with Joe. So at this time, 2003, I wonder...
You're in 10th grade.
I'm in 10th grade. Well, okay.
No, wait.
I graduated in 2005, senior year. So 2004 would be sophomore, junior. 2003 would be sophomore. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. That's when I became friends with all of these people.
But this is early 2003.
February 2003.
So you were...
I had to...
No, yeah, you're right. You're
yeah.
In, yeah. Okay.
And so at that time, I don't know if Liz and Joe were dating at the time.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. I'll have to like pick some good ones for... I'm just going to read, if you're still with us, I'm going to read one of the daydreams.
Oh, yeah. Do the daydreams.
So I'm flipping the book. We're going to the daydream side. My daydream on 4/17, 2000. Sometimes I daydream what it would like to be on TV, like a voice on The Simpsons. I would like to be one of the voices.
Hmm.
I mean, I always wanted to be.
Yeah.
Do you know that I wrote to Matt Groening, telling him if he ever wanted to retire, I could draw The Simpsons for him.
Yeah. And that was back when you could actually.
Such a little shit.
You were like, I can draw The Simpsons.
And then I literally drew Homer and Marge in my letter.
Nice.
He sent me an autograph back.
See, that's nice.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. So I hope you guys enjoyed that little trip.
Yeah, this is fun. No, I mean...
It's kind of fun to look back again from not even opening up this book until, you know, until now, which I think is kind of fun to just read them as is and not pre-screen.
Yeah.
We'll have to do another episode. I can read more of these and then we'll go into that other
book. Yeah, you should go into the other one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's why it's always good to record your dreams.
Absolutely, you can look back.
Yeah,
and
it's just a fun thing to look back
on. And it kind of can reflect your life at the time.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably hard to put context around it too, though. So
a little bit. Well, the 2003 ones definitely make sense because I was friends with Joe and Liz and Jameson. That's when like we really became friends.
Yeah.
The Holocaust ones and the other ones, they're very simple of me just being in school or being, you know, hanging out with friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's fun to look back. Plus, you get to see the evolution of your handwriting.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Cool. This
Thanks
was fun.
For joining, guys. Hey, do you want to plug?
Yes. You should listen to my podcast where we go back in time to fortune cookies I've eaten. And we read the fortunes, and we talk about it. It's called What's Your Fortune? And I'm on iTunes and SoundCloud, so you should rate, review, and subscribe. And that's it, really, you know?
Yeah, I will have the information in the show notes, so...
Oh, thank you.
You guys, you should go listen to it. It's a fun podcast. It's really funny.
It's fun.
And I'm not just saying that because you're my husband and our friends are also on it. But you have a good rapport. What's nice about it, it's quick.
Yeah, it's very... That's why I like to do it. That's why I don't mind promoting it.
It's a quick podcast.
Yeah, it's a quick listen.
And it's funny.
Yeah, and you should get some kind
and
of enjoyment
And you do get
out
some insight out of it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes, depending on what the fortune is.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Okay. I'll be in your ears next week.
Yes, bye.
Bye.